Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Farming still dominates the countryside around the town of Southwick, which jogs southward and is surrounded by Connecticut on three sides. Politically as well, Southwick is somewhat removed from much of this blue state and may be the most Republican town in Massachusetts.
And I think a lot of people out here want to be independent from their government.
This is Nicholas Boldiga, the Republican state rep who lives in Southwick, which also has a Republican state senator, a Republican-controlled select board and school committee. And Southwick voted for Trump over Clinton by 20 points, making it one of the most pro-Trump towns in the state. Boldiga says Southwick's identity as a farming community helps explain the conservative values of many of its residents.
They want to farm their property, and they really want to be left alone and kind of have government basically get out of the way to allow them to thrive with their farm, with their business, and kind of be left alone for the most part.
At the Legends of the Lake Cafe in Southwick, bacon and eggs are on the grill.
If you like hash, it's homemade.
And owner Patrick Smith says he voted for Trump because he wanted an outsider in the White House to shake things up.
To take the politics out and get a businessman in there to try to reduce the deficit. And I liked his plan from the get-go. You know, he's very successful in what he does. And we need a change.
Smith is confident Trump will deliver that change, even if he acknowledges some early struggles. They include a stalled effort to repeal and replace Obamacare, legal challenges to Trump's immigration policy, and allegations now under investigation by Congress and the FBI that Trump's team colluded with the Russians.
Give him time. Why can't we just give him some time?
This is Dave Marchese, who's here for breakfast and who works in construction and farming in Southwick. He blames Democrats for the Trump administration's early troubles.
Stop trying to just beat him down on everything he does, you know? If he has Russian salad dressing on a salad, don't say it's because of the Russians. We've been going on this for how long? 8 months now with this whole Russian theory? No Russian made me check that one dot.
Marchese also believes that with time, Trump will make good on his key promises. This confidence in the president is consistent with WBUR's poll of some 50 towns in this part of Massachusetts that voted for him.
They still think that he's going to do what they voted for him to do.
This is Steve Cazella, president of Mass Inc. Polling, which conducted the WBUR poll.
That he'll keep them safe, that he'll bring economic benefits overall, that he'll work on military readiness. You know, there's a bunch of stuff that his voters are still pretty optimistic about.
According to the poll, more than 80% of those who voted for Trump in these towns believe his policies will improve the economy and increase manufacturing jobs. 90% believe he will keep America safe and that he cares about people like them. But those numbers refer to only those who voted for him. When you factor in all of those polled, a different picture emerges.
His overall approval rating in these towns, he has 42% favorables and 45% unfavorables.
Which are better than his national numbers. But even so, Trump's overall approval numbers are still underwater, even in these towns that voted for him. According to the poll, that's explained by a sharp partisan divide, with 80% of Democrats holding an unfavorable view of the president.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi there. How are you?
That's your man right there.
I'm okay. Yeah.
That confidence in Trump and that partisan divide are both on display here at the Roma restaurant in Southwick, where a group of friends gather for a lunch of pasta, salad, wine, and beer. Most of them are Trump supporters, like Bob Johnson, a retired electrician.
He's not a politician. He slips over his tongue from time to time. That's a good thing. We all do. If you get smooth, then you become someone less than what you stand for.
Johnson says the most important issue for him is to keep America safe, and he believes Trump will do that. He also favors repealing Obamacare.
Generally speaking, every issue, not just health care, bigger government is bad for the people. Things have to be smaller, they have to be more local in terms of your controls, and that makes it good. And he seems to be going in that direction with most everything.
Kathy Wally agrees with that basic idea. The less government, the better.
Yeah, well, we're farmers, so we've had to put up with a lot of the EPA coming in and doing things that they just have no right to do.
But not everybody at this lunch supports Trump.
I think, let me see if I can... I'll clean it up. I think he's arrogant.
This is Joanne Welch, an independent who lives in neighboring Westfield, another town that voted for Trump.
I think he's egotistical, insulting. When he does his tweeting at night, I think he tends to be very abrasive. And I don't think those are qualities that a president should have.
And Dick Condren is also here, the lone Democrat at the table, who challenges his Republican friends about their embrace of limited government.
Most of the people I know in this town are in pretty good shape, despite the fact they're knee-deep in this liberal pest hole they call Massachusetts. But I don't like this move to eradicate everything that the former administration did.
The problem is the parties themselves have failed, hence the success of Donald Trump.
Again, this is Bob Johnson pushing back.
People don't seem to realize we're $20 trillion in debt. Everybody's getting upset because Donald Trump and company are trying to cut things. Things have to be cut in order for us to survive as a country.
The WBUR poll found that Trump and Clinton supporters in these towns actually agree on a series of national priorities, including the need for comprehensive immigration reform, overhauling the tax code, and passing a major infrastructure bill. But on this day in Southwick, fueled by some afternoon beer and wine, there seemed to be more that divided these folks than united them. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.